It's time for Nothing But Sex. Hosted by Maxim sex columnist Vanessa DeLaggi. Fierce, unapologetic, politically incorrect, the topics will whet more than just your appetite. Let's journey through taboo sexual terrain with a delicious earful of Nothing But Sex. Here's Vanessa.
I love sucking cock, and I always have, and I always will. And because of this, 2 years ago, I recorded an episode called I Love Giving Blowjobs. So I thought tonight that it was time to add on a part two. So if you haven't listened to that first episode, I suggest that you stop this stream right now and go and listen to that. And then listen to this as a follow-on. I just want to say before I begin, I really, really, really appreciate the 3,000 plus followers I have following the Nothing But Sex podcast. That made me so happy after a year off. I also appreciate all the positive comments, and most of them have been positive in the interactions on Spotify. That really helps you when you're recording a podcast, because you need to know if the podcast is being well received or not. Anyway, let's get to it. So what I wanted to add on to what I have previously said is blowjobs need to be done with enthusiasm, and both partners, whether they're wife and husband, whether they're boyfriend and girlfriend, whether they're fuck buddies or whatever, a one night stand, you both need to work at that. So for a bloke, for example, you can make a woman enthusiastic about sucking your cock by being hygienic, by being showered, by wearing cologne, by, yeah, having that area smell nice. Just like if you went down on a pussy, you will be more inclined to want to keep licking if she is, you know, hygienic and she smells nice and the pH is right. And everything like that. So that is just respect on both sides. Now, with women, I think a lot of the stigma around blowjobs is we hear from the media and religion and just society in general that blowjobs are degrading, that men are trying to be dominant, that semen is disgusting and tastes gross, and, you know, you're a slut if you give blowjobs, and all of this crap, and none of it is true at all. Blowjobs are just like cunnilingus. It's just the other side of foreplay, and men are not necessarily dominant in a blowjob. Like, you're the master, and that's how you've got to think of it. Like, you have his beautiful hard cock in your mouth, so you run the show. I mean, you could bite it off if you wanted to, not that you would, but you control the show, you control the thrust, you be the boss. If that makes you feel more empowered and that makes you feel more enthusiastic about sucking cock, we'll do it that way. And one thing that I will tell you, going back to what I said originally, that blowjobs are all about enthusiasm, even if you feel a little bit uncomfortable about sucking cock, you don't kind of feel like you know how to do it properly, or maybe you're not as experienced as other girls, with men, it's 98% enthusiasm. Even though your skill set might not be as good as other girls who have given more blowjobs, with men, they just want to know that you're excited about giving them oral sex. Just like when a guy goes down on you, you want him to be excited about eating pussy, because that makes you feel good. It makes you feel good about your pussy. It makes you feel good about your body. And the other thing that happens that is a little bit lopsided in society is we have women that are giving blowjobs and they run to the toilet and spit out his cum because it tastes oh so horrible. And that's not called body shaming at all, apparently. But then if a woman and her genitalia and her, the taste of her pussy juice is kind of talked about, Or, oh, you know, if a guy was to run to the toilet and spit out her cunt juice, it would be like, oh my God, men are shaming women. This is disgraceful. This is misogyny. But women have been spitting out men's cum for fucking decades. And so it's kind of like semen shaming. It's body shaming. So the ways that men can make their semen taste better is by drinking pineapple juice. It really does sweeten it. Fruit juice, any kind of fruit juice, sweetens the taste of semen. So if you're having a problem with that, you can look at things like nutrition and fitness. I mean, there's so many articles on the net by doctors and fitness gurus that have the medical qualifications that I personally don't have. Now, the other thing that is so important is to keep it exciting. Just like with sex acts, you experiment with doggy or missionary or spooning or whatever. Well, with blowjobs, they can be creative too. So you can have flavored condom blowjobs. You can have pop rock blowjobs. You can have grapefruit blowjobs. You can have whipped cream blowjobs. There is so much variety that can make it fun, that can make it exciting, that sexual partners can discover together. And the last thing that I want to say, and I want to reinforce because it is so very, very important, is all this bullshit that women cannot orgasm by sucking cock solely is a lie. I can come like a motherfucker. I can orgasm like a motherfucker by sucking a cock. And I don't need to be touched. I don't need to be kissed. I don't need my pussy to be fingered or any of that. Just by sucking a cock alone, it turns me on so much, I will come. I will orgasm. I will howl. So do not buy into any of that rubbish that you hear in articles or on Twitter or people that are uneducated and have no idea what they're talking about. Your sex life is your sex life, and what's okay with you is absolutely fine. But I want blowjobs, I want fellatio to become a positive sexual experience, not only for men. It's not all about men. I want it to become a positive experience for women to experience what I experience with it. And that will help men, it will help women, it will help relationships all over. So I really appreciate you tuning in. It's good to be back, and I hope that you will listen when I record my next episode. Thanks.
If you liked what you heard here, hit subscribe in your podcast app to get every episode and share it with whoever you dare. You can see more about Vanessa at vanessadelargy.net. Thanks for listening to Nothing But Sex. Please come again.